From Melbourne, the latest from podnews.net. Entail, a visually augmented podcast player, has released a slew of new features. Entail 3.0 features artificial intelligence, adding extra information and context on screen automatically to podcasts. And their Entail original podcast, Life and Lipstick, performed really well. The company says almost 50% of listening time was spent interacting with content, and a third of listeners shopped via the app. Transistor, a podcast host, have made their revenue figures public and open, and also the consumption figures for Build Your SaaS, their podcast. You'll find both links from the show notes and from our newsletter. Also this, Podest, a podcast app for iOS. They've released a new version, and they've also open-sourced all of their code as well. Michael Nissi says, "I've open-sourced the app not only to give back to the community, but also to improve code quality." Substack, a premium newsletter service, has launched Substack for Audio, a paid subscription tool for podcasts. Playback is through the web. DAX, the digital audio advertising arm of media and entertainment company Global, has signed an exclusive deal to represent Slacker Radio, which has 1.2 million active users. Jack Reciter's Darknet Diaries recently did an episode swap with two other podcasts. In a blog from Pacific Content today, we learnt what effect it had. Entercomsradio.com, a radio and podcasting app, has added third-party content from CNN, Bloomberg, and the Turner Podcast Network. Podcast One, the US podcast producer, has a new chief executive. He's Peter Morris, ex of Airbnb, but also Barstool Sports. Founder Norm Pattiz, who's 75, remains executive chairman. Now, more on Spotify's purchase of Gimlet and Anchor. We now hear $25 million for Anchor. We said it was $50 million yesterday. Either way, significantly smaller than Gimlet, which many found surprising. There's all kinds of news and information you'll find in the show notes about this, including Stratechery, who applied some deep analysis to Spotify's purchase earlier this week. It's an interesting and informed read by somebody outside the podcast business. And Recode, who carry a long audio interview with Alex Bloomberg and Matt Lieber and a transcription on why they sold to Spotify. Plenty more in our newsletter and in the show notes today. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.